Welcome to another Soul Institute audio program. Soul Institute's co-creator and CEO, Esperanza Universal, has for more than 15 years dedicated herself to helping people look at their relationship with themselves, others, career, money, and vision. We all have someone in our life with whom we experience conflict, who seems to trigger us to anger, maybe rage, possibly even hate. In this fast-moving radio interview, Esperanza shares her ideas and wisdom and gives you insights which will change the way you see those you hate, giving you the opportunity to experience a new freedom. On this audio recording, Esperanza gives you 5 steps for dealing with even the most challenging people in your life, those you don't even want to be around. Listen as she teaches you how to love the people you hate.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Straight Talk here on the Voice of Berks County, WEEU. And folks, I am so excited about our show tonight. We have a great guest on the line with me tonight. Her name is Esperanza Universal, and she's going to be talking to us about a topic that's near and dear to her heart, and it's called How to Love the People You Hate. Esperanza, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick.
It's exciting to have you here on the show with me. I know we met a while back, and we have finally gotten a chance to get together and do a show together. So let's talk a little bit about you, though, before we get started with the topic tonight, which is a topic that I'm sure people are wondering about, how you go about doing what you said. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, Nick, actually, I was a civil litigator and attorney for years, and I did civil litigation in the areas of land and business and labor law. And after doing that, I could see how much anger and how much hostility we were creating with the people and how much they were hurting emotionally and financially. Even though they won a case and made a big money, they were still hurting. And so I turned the focus to teaching people how to get along.
Mm-hmm.
In my background before being an attorney, I had been into psychology and I had been a counselor. And so it was very, very easy for me to transfer over to teaching people how to get along. And now I have seminars where I teach people basically how to create peace and love and joy in their life and how to walk away from chaos and anger and fear.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So how did you transition to something like this? Because, I mean, obviously you were successful in what you were doing, and I guess most people would think that you wouldn't make a transition into a field like this, especially since you were benefiting from the fact that people didn't love each other.
Yeah, that's true, Nick. Basically, you can really get wrapped up in the fight and in winning a case, because that's how you're taught to function as an attorney, as a trial attorney especially. But when you see a lot of the damage done emotionally, and when you see it really hurting relationships and hurting people's lives in general, it just felt to me that there must be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was very successful, I felt that I could be successful in just teaching people how to get along and how to create what they really want.
So have you always seen yourself as a sensitive individual who was attuned to people's feelings?
Well, you know, I had been a counselor before, but not really to the level that I work with them now. I was more like a very mental, traditional attorney,
mm-hmm.
very interested in politics. I think it just happened as I began to see what happened to people in trial and what happened, even though they would be very successful in what they thought winning a case, they were really hurting with friends and
mm-hmm.
family and employment. It was just something I didn't want to do anymore.
So you wanted to get people to a place before they got to your part, right? In other words, get them to love each other, perhaps to get through some of the difficult times, so that they would never get to the place where you were when you were an attorney.
Oh, definitely. It's even more than that. It's basically just teaching people how to create what they really want and
mm-hmm.
how to get all the pain and the obstacles out of the way, so that they can create it very easily and they don't have to fight and be hostile and create chaos and pain. They can have everything they want by
mm-hmm.
just choosing differently.
Mm-hmm. But isn't actually loving someone you hate a contradiction in terms? I mean, in a way, isn't it? It doesn't seem like that seems to be possible, because aren't love and hate on the opposite sides of the coin?
I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But I think that really, Nick, what happens is if a person can really, really hate somebody, they have an incredible connection to that person.
Oh, that's an
otherwise, the hate doesn't come into play.
So you can only hate the people that you have some emotional connection to? Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I see that the people who are really, really connected and attracted to each other are the ones that end up having a real tension between each other. What I find also is that the people that they're angry at and hating are reflecting something inside of them about themselves that they don't want to look at.
But when people harm us or hurt us, and we're thinking of the macrocosm today about we have enemies in the world who espouse the idea of wanting to kill all of us. I mean, I don't understand. Are you saying then that we, because of this emotional relationship with them, that's why we hate them, or isn't it because they harmed us in some way?
It could be both, actually. It could be you have been hurt by somebody, or your perception is that you've been hurt by them.
Mm-hmm.
You had a family and a job. It could be. I'm not talking about global issues. I'm talking about the individuals, the personal people, if they really want to make it different, to start with themselves and make their life different inside of them, and then things around them change.
Okay, so that's good. So I want to make sure that people understand we're talking about personal relationships with people, not necessarily the global hatred that's going on because of wars that happen between nations and philosophies. You're talking specifically on an individual level how people relate to each other, right?
Individuals and groups.
And groups,
but also,
yeah.
I also know that as you begin to heal yourself in an individual way, you also create peace around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could affect large groups. But right now, our focus is affecting the individual person. And the family unit and the people at work and mm-hmm. the immediate group that you live with.